Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Wendy Whitrock.
Good morning.
Well, there's always something going on at the landfill. And Wendy, I think you have a reputation around the state of Iowa of being out there getting good things going and new things going. And so we want to talk about one of those fairly new programs you have going.
Okay, LaVon. Yeah, we have begun a new recycling program for compact fluorescent lights, the CFLs that everyone is purchasing these days. We're trying to find an effective and safe way to dispose of those lights.
Yeah, you know, Wendy, it's there to save energy, and sometimes we just think, well, there's no problems whatsoever, but there is a little bit of a challenge here. We shouldn't just be throwing those in the garbage.
Right, yeah, they very well are known for lasting, 10 to 12 times longer than a regular light bulb and using about 73% less energy. So they're good, for us to be, using in our daily homes. The problem, as you said, is the disposal of them. All of those bulbs do contain mercury in them, and on an average about 5 milligrams per bulb. So they need to be recycled in a correct manner.
Yes, and you'd think, 5%, well, that's no big deal. But you have to start thinking about how many of them do you have in your home. I think I have one fixture that has like either 5 or 6, and then you compile that by all the other people are using them. That adds up to a lot of mercury.
Yes, and they will add up sooner or later here. So what we've done is we've put together a recycling program and placed green recycle buckets in several locations around the county for the residents to use for disposal of those light bulbs.
Okay, and where are those?
Well, we have some in every community in Cass County. In Anita, we have it located at the utility office and the library. In Atlantic, they're at the library, the utility office, the courthouse, and also down to the chamber office now. Cumberland at the library. City of Griswold, we have it at the library and at the city clerk's office. Lewis in the public library. Messina at the library and the city clerk's office. Marnie, we have it located in the building right next door to the post office at 200 Washington Street. Wyota at Ray Zellmer's residence there at 401 Pioneer. And then also they can be brought out here to our recycling location.
Okay. So in most communities, they're at the library, but there you have to have a few exceptions to that.
Right.
There's not a library, you got to find another spot.
Right. We try to find public buildings to be able to make it available for the residents to be able to use. We ask that the residents place them inside of Ziploc bags to bring them and drop them off. We do have Ziploc bags available at each location with the bucket so that if they didn't bring it that way, they'll be able to put their light bulb in a bag. That's just to contain it in case it would get broke for any reason, because obviously when it gets broke, then that mercury is released.
Yes. So that's sort of a warning to us at home when it burns out that we need to handle it with some care until we get it to the recycling. Yeah, so, yeah, it's just for our safety, for the environment's safety, and we need to take care. And you're doing a good job of helping us do that, Wendy.
Well, we try to stay ahead of the game on things. We've always, as you said, try to be innovative about programs that we're doing. And part of our EMS programs, our environmental management system that we're working on with the state of Iowa, involves, staying ahead of the curve on things and providing our residents with all kinds of different programs to make sure that they have safe alternatives for disposal of all their waste.
Wendy, are there some new guidelines, some new rules, some new regulations that are coming down the line that, again, you're working on?
Well, there always seems to be new regulations coming down the line in my job here, but everything right now is staying somewhat calm. We will be under construction again next summer to build another Subtitle D cell. And that Subtitle D cell basically is the plastic liner that separates the garbage from the ground and protects the groundwater. All of our waste is currently placed inside that Subtitle D cell. So there again, we're going above standards and protecting any chances of contamination to groundwater in the area.
So all of us do need to pay attention to recycling, because all of us end up paying for that kind of construction.
Very much so. And that construction is not cheap. So what we want to do and what we've always tried to do is provide a good location for recycling of all materials, because if we can recycle it, that means it does not have to go into the landfill, and in turn that means we have more room and don't have to construct quite as often, which is going to be a cost savings to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Wendy, is there a market out there? I know when all this recycling started, it was like, well, we can make a little money on this, we can't make any money on that. Are there still markets out there for the for the products that you're recycling?
Yes, there is markets now. As you said, back in the early 90s when we started this, the DNR said you need to recycle, but yet there was no markets available. The markets today are setting pretty good, and they're pretty available, but they are just like stock market. It's up and down. Mm. You know, there's days. We continue to do it even when the markets are down because in our minds, it's the best thing to do. We're still eliminating waste going into the landfill, and mm-hmm. that's our ultimate goal there. Mm-hmm. But the markets, they change a little bit. We work with a couple brokerage firms and try to find the best out for our material. We've changed markets a few times. Right now, some of the residents may have seen that we're accepting magazines in with the newspapers
yes.
in those recycle boxes right now, and that's been something that's been coming for quite a while. In the past, we were marketing our materials separately, our magazines and our newspapers, and recently we've been able to market them together. This has become more efficient for us to be able to collect them together now, and that actually freed up some extra boxes that we used to collect magazines in for some more cardboard collection containers.
And it's less confusing for us folks, too.
I hope so. We've tried to label all the boxes and to make sure that the notice gets out to people and stuff. But, you know, please feel free. If you're not sure what's supposed to go in a box, give us a call. We try to have them labeled.
And in saying that, Wendy, I think in the past you've said that, you know, we're doing a pretty good job of recycling. But are there some things that people just sort of don't know or forget? I'm thinking one of the things that when I try to recycle when I have guests, they're confused about the plastics and oil.
Yes, oil containers that are plastic, if they have any oil that's been adhered to them, they are not able to be marketed. Plastics is about the only item that we really have a hard time. We have to sort through all that as it comes into us from the recycling boxes. And people have the concept that, oh, it's plastic, I mean, so anything goes. And that's not true. You need to look for the recycling symbol on the piece of plastic and make sure that it's labeled, not just assume that, you know, this little toy truck, it's made out of plastic. A lot of that type of material has already been recycled plastic put into the content of that product, and that means it can't go through the system a second time.
So it doesn't matter maybe what the number is, as long as the recycling symbol,
right,
that little circle is there?
Right. That shows that it is available to go back through the recycling process again.
Okay, good thing to know. I want to ask about the oil thing, too. I think, you know, people say, well, I washed out really well. And a second thing is ketchup, for instance. Mm-hmm. Is that one of those that we shouldn't be putting in?
It contains an oil product in it, and any of those like mayonnaise, ketchup, anything, even if it's washed out, a lot of the oil that was in that product has adhered to those plastics. We're still looking for a market because we hope someday there will be a market for those type of materials, even because the plastic's been in them, that they could find something that they can make out of that material.
Okay.
So it's just we haven't acquired a market yet to be able to get rid of that plastic.
But you're looking out there to help us out.
But we always have to.
What about plastic bags?
Plastic bags, we currently don't recycle. It would take so much for us to build a market to be able to send those off to a market and handle. But we do definitely encourage the public to use the recycling containers located at like Hy-Vee and Fairway and the grocery stores, because they send theirs back to a central location. They have the quantities that they can feasibly come up with a market for those.
Okay, so don't put those in your recycling bins. Again, I try to help people out when we have guests at our bed and breakfast, and I have one marked plastic, but I need to put on there no plastic bags, because often I sort those out.
And we do realize that a lot of people, when they bring their materials to
yes.
the recycling box, they're transporting them in a plastic bag. So we understand we're going to have some of those.
Sure.
But we're just asking the public if you really want to recycle those, because we don't. They're considered waste here.
Okay.
Once we sort through the plastics, send them to the right location that we'll send them to the recycling end of things.
And Wendy, I know your eyes are all really positive and want to make sure that people are, get credit for the good things that they're doing. Did you tell me you're doing something about that?
Yeah, we actually began a campaign this summer called I Make a Difference. And what we've done is we've acquired some recycling tote bags, some reusable bags like what you can pick up at Walmart and, you know, the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
But they have the Cass County Landfill and Recycling, and they have the quote on there, I Make a Difference. Because we feel that our public is what's made the difference around here. They're doing an awesome job. You know, our truck's on the road 5 days a week trying to keep those containers empty for the public. You know, and I get phone calls every once in a while and say, well, this container is full. And I say, hooray. That's
yes.
great. And people think, okay, she's lost it. And I'm like, no, that means what we're doing is good. You know, that it's out there, that the public has got the right message. And we I hope they understand that if the box is missing, it doesn't empty itself, you know, with a snap of a fingers, even though I've tried to figure out how to do that. But we have to have it brought out to the landfill and emptied so that we can process that material, and we'll get it back there very shortly to the location.
No landfill godmother with the magic wand, huh?
Oh, not yet.
Okay. And, Wendy, if people do have questions, I know you have some brochures. I know you'll give programs to groups. But if they have some questions, how can they get the answers to those questions?
Well, please give us a call at the Cass County Landfill at 243-1991. No question is a dumb question.
Okay.
We are very happy to talk people through things. And just by doing that, we can eliminate their disposal costs because they can find out what is recyclable.
Mm-hmm.
Contact us on, we have a webpage, CassCountyLandfill.com. We try to update that with all of our newest information. And feel free to stop our truck driver when he's around your locations or if they see me out and about, because our truck driver and myself have been delivering these small tokens of appreciation when we catch people doing recycling.
All right.
And as well as if you bring your materials out here at the landfill and you recycle on a regular basis, we look for a reward. So keep an eye out for us because we're watching you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for updating us, Wendy. And remember to take those CFL, those light bulbs, to the appropriate place in the plastic bag or get one there. Thanks again, Wendy Whitrock, for your great information.
Thank you, LaVon.
Mm-hmm. Till next time, here's a thought. One thing that can't be recycled is wasted time.
This bed and breakfast is so very nice. The countryside is beautiful, and the rooms have a nice old-fashioned theme to them. I really enjoyed my time here.
It would be hard to imagine a more accommodating place. Very relaxing, and the food was great.
I had a great time. I want to stay forever.
These are a few of the comments from our past guests at Harrisdale Homestead, which is located 7 miles northwest of Atlantic. It's a wonderful, warm, and welcoming setting for family gatherings, card parties, church meetings, bridal and baby showers, retreats, and meetings. Bring your laptops. We're wireless. Plus, we'll cook for you if you'd like. Contact Harrisdale Homestead at 712-254-2254 or www.harrisdale.com.
Glad you could join us for today's edition of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen. This morning's program was brought to you by Harrisdale Homestead, a great place to eat, meet, and retreat. Give them a call at 712-254-2254 or visit their website at harrisdale.com. We'll have Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen coming up for you once again tomorrow morning at 9:45. You can also catch him on the web, kjn.com. Programs tab and go to Backyard and Beyond.